You've opened the door to the janitor's domain, a broom closet full of wonders. Beyond the plungers, brooms, and unknown items of disgust are memories of the past. The memories you are about to hear are not for the faint of heart. The memories are meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Prepare yourself for Tales from the Janitor.
Sure thing, mister. I'll clean up these guts. Holy cow, these things are everywhere. Just sweep them back into the water. And after that, take the fish inside. I've seen and done a lot of dirty, dirty things in my life. But this? Ugh, this is just nasty. Ugh. Oh, hey! Glad you could make it. Sorry about that smell. Wasn't me this time. I didn't know I'd be on the docks today. You see, my friend is out on the lake, so I figured I'd get a job while I was waiting on him. Sometimes they can be out on the water for a while. But, hey, welcome to the Star of the North. Hail Minnesota! Did you know that Minnesota means clear blue water? It actually has nothing to do with very small soft drinks. The state flower is the pink and white lady slipper, which is actually a really pretty flower, despite its name. It also shares a border with Michigan, even though it never touches it by land. Did you know that Minnesota has some of the Earth's oldest rocks? Some are about 3.6 billion years old. Talk about the Stone Age. Well, hey, look, I'd love to talk to you about all the strange rocks and volcanoes that used to be active here, but I got to carry these fish crates inside. If you want to help, I'll tell you a story along the way. Oh, you will help? Thanks. Now, tell me, have you ever stopped to just look up at the lights in the sky?
Good evening, ma'am.
Evening, officer.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
I don't think I was speeding.
No, ma'am, you weren't speeding.
Then I'm sorry, officer, but I have no idea why you pulled me over.
You have a taillight out, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry, officer. I'll get it fixed as soon as I can.
Still gonna need to see that license and registration, ma'am.
Of course, officer. It's in my purse. Here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. You stay right here inside the vehicle. Dispatch, need to run a license.
Go ahead with the number.
Tango 529-38.
Tango 529-38. One moment, please. Vehicle registered to one Lucy Vita. Address is 547 Ross Street, Warren. No prayers.
Thank you, dispatch. That was quick.
No problem, Officer Johnson. It's a great night.
Hopefully it stays quiet.
Unfortunately, crime doesn't take a night off.
That's true, but sometimes it gives us a break here. Going back on patrol. All right, ma'am, here's your license and registration back. I'm gonna give you a warning, ma'am, but make sure you get this light fixed tomorrow.
Aw, thank you, officer.
You be safe out there, ma'am.
I will.
And hopefully that's the most excitement I have all night.
Need assistance for traffic.
Dispatch, officer en route, 3 minutes away.
Oh, good thing I'm nowhere near that. Let the new guy handle it. Oh, what is that? Is that a plane? Dispatch, gonna check on a possible plane making an emergency landing on Highway 5.
Contacting the FAA. Let us know what you see, Officer Johnson.
Turning on Highway 220. Light is still airborne.
FAA reports no planes in distress in the area.
Could be unregistered. Maybe military?
I'll contact local base and call into Canada.
Still traveling on Highway 220. I'll check back if I have anything.
Roger that, officer.
Jeez, maybe I should have taken the car accident. What the? God. Dispatch. Help.
Officer in need of assistance. Where are you at, Belle? What happened?
A Highway 220. Something attacked my car. It was not another vehicle. I don't know what the heck it was.
Officer needs assistance. Located on Highway 220, vehicle in accident.
Oh, please hurry. I can't see.
Don't you worry, officer. Help is on the way. All available officers, please report to Highway 220 near Highway 5. Officer is injured. I repeat, officer is injured.
On the night of August 27th, 1979, Johnson was on patrol where he spotted a light in the sky and went to investigate. As he drove forward, the light entered his car. He heard the sound of glass breaking and then lost consciousness. When he awoke, over half an hour had passed. Whoa! He had eye pain and a bump on his noggin. But the car suffered worse. The car had a bent hood, bent antenna, a shattered windshield, and broken lights. Both the clock in the car and his wristwatch were behind by 14 minutes. What was the light? The Air Force and the FAA both declared that there was no aircraft in the area at that time. Many tests were performed to find out how the damage was done, and it was concluded that it had been caused by some electrical force or thing. Whatever it was a real son of a bitch. Hey. Our next tale takes us to Duluth. And action on set! Quiet down.
You nervous?
No, not really.
You think he'll show up?
He has to.
What if he's light?
Then we'll deal with that when the time comes.
I say we just take the money.
No. A deal's a deal. We have what he wants. He'll pay.
Do you think this story will have a happy ending?
No story has a happy ending. Especially if it had a happy beginning.
Then tell me a happy story. But end it in the middle.
Stories don't work that way, man. You need to hear the ending or it's incomplete.
You think so?
Every day. You should try it sometime.
Are you calling me stupid?
Shut it. He's here.
And cut. Good job, fellas.
What's with the big pause in the beginning?
It's to build the suspense. The audience has no idea what's going to happen.
Isn't the pause too long, though?
No. I think it could almost be longer. You want to get the audience to the point to where they're thinking about leaving. And then we suck them back in. Remember, what happens next is a gunfight. We are going to shock the audience with what's about to happen.
I'm looking forward to that. We can finally do it.
We will go over that soon. The set is still being built, and I don't want to go over blocking until we have all of the pieces in place, as they will be used a lot during the scene.
When is Max going to be here, so we can run lines with him, too?
Oh, he'll be here tomorrow, along with the rest of the set.
That'll be good. I mean, this is the end of the show.
Oh, the end of the show always goes out with a bang.
Where did the script come from, anyway?
I don't know. I found it in my desk one day with a note that said, please perform this. I just figured someone left it for me.
Who's the author?
It only says, R.C. I have no idea who that is.
I mean, this is a good play. It has romance, drama, action. It has it all.
I really enjoy it.
Are you two just saying that because you're the main characters?
No. Honestly, it's probably the best play I've ever been in before.
It's better than Shakespeare. That's all I know.
We'll get the rest of the cast together and do a complete walkthrough. Then you can make your final decision about what you think about it.
Is there anything else you want us to go over while we're here?
I know there are a couple scenes I want to do, but we need other characters here to do them.
No, I think we've done everything we can until the set is completely ready. We'll pick this back up tomorrow.
Sounds good. Need a ride home, Monty?
Yeah, just let me grab my jacket real quick.
You guys have a good rest of your day.
Aren't you coming?
No. There's some things I need to work on first.
Do you want us to stay?
No, you two go ahead.
Okay, see you later then.
Okay, Luke is going to come in from stage left, take 7 steps, say his lines, show the money, and then throw the bag up into the air. And then he takes out the machine gun and starts shooting. Leon and Monty will hide behind the produce. Oh, wait. Monty gets shot. Okay. He'll need to come in on this side. And Leon will need to be on that side.
This legend is from the Duluth Playhouse. It is said that this place is haunted by the spirit of a frustrated playwright. Legend has it that a drama director of the school had always been working on a script, but before he could finish the script, he fell from the balcony and died. The play was unknown to anyone until the script mysteriously appeared in an English teacher's desk with a note saying simply, "Please perform this." The play has yet to be performed. Maybe one day we'll get to see it. Life is one big wonder. You just have to be present. Our next story takes us on the water, where we hear an interesting tale about something that may or may not be happening in Mill Lock Lake.
Please raise your right hand and put your left hand on the Bible. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do. So help me God.
Officer Anderson, how long have you been a police officer?
11 years.
In your 11 years, have you ever heard something like this happen before?
We always heard the rumors that something like this happened, but never could find any facts about it, though. We always assumed it was just something that the town would talk about. You know, like morning gossip.
Would you say that most gossip has some amount of facts behind it?
There is a reason we call it gossip. If it was fact, we would call it fact. I heard gossip about aliens from outer space. I don't believe in them. Should I?
So you're saying that without facts, you don't believe in what's being said?
For the most part, yes.
What do you mean, for the most part?
I believe in God, I believe in fate, I believe in karma, and I believe in love. Yet, I have no facts to back me up.
So in your opinion, what you believe in is based on what, then?
Call it a feeling, call it hope, call it faith, call it whatever you want.
Officer Anderson, in your 11 years on the force, have you ever had your faith brought into question?
Every day. But I feel you need it in order to be stronger.
In the best way you can, will you please describe for us what happened on January 28, 1978, when you arrived to the scene at Mille Lacs Lake?
I walked through the snow and approached Frank Jones's ice house and knocked on the door.
Oh, just a minute.
My pants.
Oh, here. Where's my bra?
Hey, forget about it. Don't just forget about it. Just forget about it.
Open up, Frank.
Coming.
I'm sure you'll come for him.
Just 1 minute.
Officer Anderson. What a surprise. What can I do for you?
We got a call about some prostitutes in the area. Have you seen... Ma'am?
Hiya, officer.
I'm sorry, I don't think we have had the pleasure of meeting.
I'm Frank's friend. We've known each other for a long time.
Frank, how come you've never shown your friend to the town before?
Oh, I just got here this morning. And I knew Frank was out here, so I came by to be with him. Since I've known him, he's always been a masturbator.
That is mighty nice of you.
Frank was telling me all about ice fishing and what he likes doing to the ice hole. It's a dark hole.
I can see that.
All I know is that it is a big ice hole.
It is a big ice hole.
It's my ice hole.
I'm not here to take your ice hole, Frank.
So quit looking at it then.
I'm not looking at your ice hole. How long have you two known each other?
Oh, I think it's been about 3 or 4 years now, give or take.
That's a long time. Still don't know why you kept her a secret for so long.
Some of the other guys know her as well.
Oh, yes. Some of his buddies know me really well.
She likes coming out here.
Do you come here often?
Not as often as I would like, but I come here every chance I get.
You must like it when she comes, Frank.
Oh, yes, I do. In fact, sometimes when she can't come here, I go to her place.
I like it when he comes, too.
So what are you doing here?
I came up here because we've gotten a report of some prostitutes in the area.
Whores? Oh, I don't believe you. What kind of woman would walk on the ice and sell her body for sex?
So, what were you doing before I got here?
We were getting ready to play a game. Do you want to play a game, officer?
What type of games you playing up here?
spin the bottle, post office, kiss and tell, playing doctor, peekaboo, two-hand touch, Simon Says, trick-or-treat, hide-and-seek, tic-tac-toe, hangman.
Some of those I don't know, but sounds like you two have plenty of fun up here. I should check on the other huts and see if anyone else has saw anything.
You don't want to play with me?
I'm sure Frank does. I should get going.
Okay, well, talk to you later, Officer Anderson.
You have a good time, you two.
Oh, we will, Officer.
So, what do you want to play first?
Ring around the rosy.
Thank you, Officer. And when you left Frank Jones' ice house, did it ever occur to you that she might have been the prostitute?
No. Frank has always been a nice guy. Always seems to be friendly with the ladies in town.
Did it seem odd to you that a woman was with him?
Not at all. A lot of men take their wives or girlfriends to fish. Some even bring their kids.
But is it true that you have never seen this woman before?
Yes, it's true. They said they were friends. We're not required to know everyone's friends and associates that people spend their time with.
So during this time, you saw or heard nothing that made you think this woman was a prostitute?
No, sir. They were not engaged in any sexual behavior that I could tell at the moment of my arrival.
What can you tell me about the ice hole?
It's a hole in the ice. An ice hole.
I know what an ice hole is. Was he fishing at the time?
No, but that doesn't mean anything. They were getting ready to play games.
And did you see them play any of these games?
No, I didn't.
I see. No more questions, Your Honor.
The past is just a series of moments. All perfect in its entirety.
You may step down.
Your Honor, I would like to call my next witness. Pamela Dick.
Please raise your right hand and put your left hand on the Bible. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your full legal name.
My full name is Pamela Anita Dick.
Hookers on the ice sounds fun, but nothing has ever come out of it. Well, local people call it a fish tale. Maybe the biggest fish story ever told. It's commonly known as a tale that doesn't need to be verified to be widely believed. Stories about women on the ice first started in the 1960s, and there have been isolated cases of prostitution on the ice. During the wintertime, it is common for tens of thousands of people to go ice fishing. No arrests have ever been made, as there's never been enough evidence to convict anyone. When the police go to investigate, they never know who the people are. They could be girlfriends, wives, husbands, or boyfriends. For now, let's keep it a fish story for the people of Mill Lock Lake to keep on talking about. The stories are entertaining, at least. For our last story, we'll take one last ride to a different lake. The Devil's Lake.
It sure is a nice night tonight.
A little cold for August, but the sky is clear.
I haven't seen a sky like this in a long time.
Hopefully it stays nice the whole trip.
Nights like this make you think it's actually a wonderful world.
It's like the stars are saying, I love you.
Don't you be getting sentimental on me.
Are you telling me you're scared of a little emotion? In any case, there are 75 souls on board. Are we ready to leave?
Check to see if we are good to release.
Steam levels are good.
Then we are good. Last call.
All aboard! Go.
Keep the steam high. I'd like to get there early if we can.
Understood. But why the rush?
I just don't like this area.
What has Pine City ever done to you?
The city is fine. I just don't like this section of track.
What's wrong with the track?
It's old and not maintained very well. And then there's the lake.
The lake?
Yes, the lake. I hate the lake.
What's wrong with the lake? I used to fish there when I was younger.
It's a dirty lake. Plus, I don't like the name.
Devil's Lake?
Who names a lake after that? Sick bastard.
While I will agree it is a dirty lake, the fish still taste good that come out of it.
I will have to take your word on that.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead. Just keep my steam levels good.
Don't worry, I got your steam levels.
So what's your question?
What would you do if you were going to disappear tomorrow and knew it? What would you tell your wife?
What are you talking about?
What if you kept loving all the people in your life, but you were erased from their memories and their hearts? If you saw them on the street, you'd feel the same. But they would feel nothing.
What kind of... Where is this coming from?
All right. Imagine your loved one, whose embrace you look at for safety. Whose touch was so familiar you can't imagine life without it. Now, imagine if you looked at them, and they looked right through you. It's an even more unimaginable emptiness than being alone. Because it's not like you lost love. It's like it never happened.
You've been visiting the monastery again, haven't you?
Yes, I visited them last week. They make me think about life.
Look, you can say or think all this mumble-jumble you want, but the long and the short of it is, we are put on this earth to die.
That's a grim way of looking at it.
It's the harsh truth. And like that, we all disappear. How will you be remembered? The people you love become ghosts inside of you, and this is the way you keep them alive. So it doesn't matter what would happen if you disappeared tomorrow, someone would remember you. It might be for the negative you've done, but they would remember you. For somewhere down the line, you have changed somebody's life.
Maybe you should go to the monastery and talk with the monks.
I don't need to. There's no reason to confuse them.
I meant for you to enlighten yourself.
I'm a train engineer, not a philosopher. How's the steam looking?
Steam is looking good.
I just have to remember to slow down before that damn curve.
I don't like that curve either.
It seems like every time we take the curve, it's in a different position. Even if it's the next day.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Why do you think that is?
Probably because the trestle hasn't been maintained in the last couple of years.
I think it's much more than that. I know it's hard to maintain, especially with the fact that it's under silt most of the time.
It wouldn't have to be if they just put it in the right spot.
If they moved it, there would have been a hill in the way.
Better a hill than a lake.
The lake wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the landslides and the track movement.
How much further until we hit the curve?
Shouldn't be that much further.
Just let me know so I can bring the pressure down.
You know, your question earlier has got me thinking.
What question was that?
What would you do if you were going to disappear tomorrow and knew it?
Oh, have you thought of anything?
I don't know if I would do anything different.
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
I lived my life good. Have a good family, good wife. I don't know if I would want to change anything.
Would you tell your wife?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't want her to worry. If I knew today was my last day, I would just want it to be a good day.
I guess that makes sense.
I see the curve coming up. Reduce pressure.
Dropping pressure.
Drop all the pressure!
Drop all the pressure! We need to stop this thing now!
Full steam release! What's wrong?
The down track is gone! We're going right for the lake!
We ain't going to be able to stop in time!
Go ahead and jump out! Save yourself!
I ain't going unless you're going!
Don't be a fool! Save yourself!
All these passengers on board can't save themselves! If the train goes, we go!
Suit yourself, but I tried to warn you! This train isn't stopping! You have too much speed!
Maybe we won't go in the lake. Just come off the tracks.
Look, we have too much train traveling way too fast! We're going in!
You jump! I'll stay on!
Too late for that.
Train safety was never at a high point during its creation and up until the mid-1900s. As the tale goes, the people of Pine City heard the northbound train coming, blowing its whistle, but it never arrived. Upon investigation, they saw the landslide and the tracks disappearing into the lake. There's no record of this ever happening, as the newspaper archive doesn't go back that far. Multiple dive attempts have been made to see if there is a train at the bottom of Devil's Lake, but the lake is so murky that once divers get to a certain depth, they can't see anything. While it is completely possible that there is a train at the bottom of the lake, well, we may never know. The thing with stories like this is that it fades throughout time as it's passed from one generation to the next. But the one detail etched in everyone's memory turns the story into a legend. The Devil's Lake legend is almost past the threshold of permanent loss unless somebody talks about it again. Maybe you'll be that someone and find out whether the legend is true or not. Minnesota has a lot of legends associated with it, and if you stay around long enough, something might happen on a weekend. I'm sorry that we won't get the opportunity to talk anymore today, but I see my friend and we're going on a trip. Hey, maybe I'll see you again. I'll be working at the McRaven House, but hey, just be careful if you take the train.